Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we're looking at the work of Ralph Komor. He's a very experienced executive interim manager, particularly strong in B2B sales.
That's right. We've got some great material detailing his background, his specific expertise, and importantly, his impact.
Yeah, and our mission here is really to unpack the key insights from his, 35-plus years, especially how he drives B2B sales in, challenging situations and through digital shifts.
And he's often called the sales captain, which seems quite fitting given his track record steering companies, especially during restructuring.
Exactly. And it's important, I think, to grasp his dual role right away. He can step in for that short-term focused leadership.
His interim manager.
Right. But he also offers that longer-term strategic guidance as an advisor. Very versatile.
Absolutely. And this isn't just theory. He has deep practical experience in sectors like machinery, plant engineering, construction, complex B2B environments, both nationally and internationally.
So that sales captain thing, it's more than just a catchy name.
Oh, definitely. It signals a very results-driven leadership style. Plus, being a certified advisory board member and most trusted advisor, that says a lot about the confidence he builds.
Okay, let's dig into what makes him tick. Core skills seem to be interim management, so leading in critical phases, developing sales strategies.
Custom ones, yeah. And turnaround management, creating new business models, driving digital transformation, AI, AR, VR are mentioned.
And managing those crucial global accounts. What's interesting is his foundation started as an energy plant electronics technician.
Right. Before becoming a certified industrial engineer and then moving into C-level roles, CEO, management board, significant P&L responsibility. Big teams.
So that technical grounding combined with top-level business experience across more than 20 industries. That points to a really adaptable approach, wouldn't you say?
I think so. It suggests he understands the fundamentals deeply enough to apply them anywhere. He likely gets the technical side of complex B2B products, which helps bridge that sales gap.
You see that path, Dresner, Kulin, Lagenbau, Victaulic, now his own Komor interim management, always driving sales.
And for you, the listener, that adaptability across industries highlights how core sales principles, applied strategically, really work universally.
Now, he's also putting his ideas out there. He co-authored a book with Springer Nature on marketing and sales in the metaverse?
Yeah, looking at AR and VR applications. It's very forward-looking. And he's got an active blog, komor.blog, over 200 articles on B2B sales, AI, digitalization.
Digital sales rooms, meta sales, things like that, plus LinkedIn, and even a podcast, Radio Sales Captain.
It shows a real commitment to sharing knowledge across multiple channels. And that focus on the metaverse, on emerging tech, signals he understands where B2B might be heading.
So this sales captain idea, it's about leadership through storms to find sales success, and his philosophy, resulting instead of consulting.
That's key. It's about tangible outcomes, accountability, not just advice.
His method involves quick decisions, getting the right people involved, aiming for long-term stability.
Clear communication, providing stability, especially when things feel uncertain. And he apparently really listens to team concerns while pushing modern tech and AI.
That resulting focus is powerful in an interim role where you need to make a difference fast.
Exactly. Speed and buy-in are critical in those pressure cooker situations, but also that long-term view. It's not just about quick fixes.
And the impact seems clear. Client feedback, like brought B2B sales up to scratch, improved efficiency at SESS Micro Optics.
Built sustainable relationships at Waldner Labor in Richtungen. Good stuff. And they mentioned his listening skills, too.
But the numbers are telling. Reports of, 25% revenue increases, a five-fold jump in new customer inquiries.
And cutting offer cycles by 50%. Those are concrete results that validate the approach. Plus, he won an Interim Management Excellence Award for digitalization.
Right, which underlines his tech integration expertise. So finally, his current focus areas.
Seems to be global account management for mid-sized firms, digital sales rooms, boosting volume, reducing effort.
Meta sales using XR and virtual twins, integrating AI and VR for efficiency and customer experience.
He's clearly thinking about the next generation of B2B buyers, what they expect digitally, how communication needs to change, even specific things like BIM and construction.
It's about applying these new tools practically. Adapting to new buyer expectations is crucial for any business today.
Absolutely. Exploring how meta sales or digital rooms can make interactions more effective.
So to wrap up, Ralph Komor, the sales captain, offers deep interim management experience, delivering stability and, results.
He's also a visible thought leader, sharing insights widely. And that resulting instead of consulting idea really captures his practical, outcome-driven focus.
Which leaves us with a thought for you, the listener, as technology keeps racing ahead.
How might that blend of decisive leadership and a relentless focus on results, like Comore Champions, need to evolve to keep succeeding in the future of B2B sales and customer engagement? Something to think about.